Love and Talk Radio.
Your kingdom and eat mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my eating citizens at? Where my eating citizens at? Where you at? Let me see your hands like this. Come on, let me hear you, let me hear you. Put your hands together like this. Come on. Here we go.
When God said yes, he made a feeling. It wasn't planned that we'd be blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came.
Yes.
And we fell.
Yes.
We were deemed to live a life that's simple.
Okay.
Come on, y'all.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world. Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Say it again, say it.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Y'all can say it, tell somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live
here you go, second
on
verse.
Top of the world. Well, now it's time.
Now it's time.
We change our thinking.
We change our thinking.
Know our design.
Know our design.
And our Father's plan.
And our Father's plan.
Oh, yes, it's time.
Oh, yes, it's time.
We get back to kingdom.
We get back to kingdom.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
We take our stand.
We take our stand.
We were deemed to live a life that is simple, a life that's full, a life that's mission. It is my goal to remind you of this simple. We redeemed a new world.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody a bit.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Let it get there.
Let's get back to Eden.
Well, tell them how it is, y'all.
Come on.
Change your way of thinking. We need to get in our rightful place. Hallelujah. We've been lied to all this time. We need to be on top of the world and not in the world. It's time that the body of Christ open her eyes to what she's supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. We're living beneath our privilege. We're living beneath who God have called us to be. It's time, and I'm going to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, it's truth. It's happening truth. I'll touch on that in a little bit. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're happy to have each and every one of you guys. I hope y'all are hearing me pretty good. We're going to try to get rid of some of this interference here so we can, hallelujah, praise God. All righty. We'll have a word of prayer. And then we're going to get into today's lesson. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says that everything give thanks. For this is the will concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we take this moment, Father God, to say thank you for our early rising. And thank you for our laying down last night. And we thank you, Father God, for giving us our right mind today. And we thank you, Father God, that no, maybe things ain't well with us as we would like for them to be, but Father God, we're thankful that things is as good as we can have them today, and today is what we're concerned about. We still have the use and activities of most of our limbs, and we thank you, Father God, that even though the enemy lied to us, we're finding out the truth, and as we find out the truth, we can walk in the truth. I thank you, Father God, for letting us know truth now. We don't have to continue to walk in lies, that we can truly walk in your truth, Heavenly Father. We give you honor and we give you praise today, Heavenly Father, for your truth, because we shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free, according to John 8:22. I thank you for it, Father God, and I affirm it and confirm it, that we walk by the Spirit and not by sight, according to Galatians 5:16. We can walk in your spirit, and we can walk by your spirit, because you are a spirit. And they that seek to worship you, according to John 4, they must worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that you've given us the mind to be on top of the world and not in the world, not part of the world. It's time, Father God, that we go back to Eden and declare our rightful place in Christ. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for giving us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind and the spirit of discipline. I thank you for it, Father God, that we can discipline our tongue. We can discipline our minds. I thank you, Father God, because we're in heavenly places today, hallelujah. And I give you the honor and give you the glory today, Heavenly Father, because we have crucified the flesh. It's no longer we that live, but it's Christ who lives in us. I thank you, Father God, that we've been bought with a price. I thank you. Therefore, we're not our own. We belong to you, Father God, because you call us your children, and because you call us your children. We're calling you daddy. We're calling you our father because you call us and you have declared that we're your little children. Hallelujah. So therefore, I am a child of God according to John 1:12, Father God. I thank you for it. Thank you for the freedom. Hallelujah. That I don't have to answer to man, that I can answer to you. Hallelujah. I pray right now, Father God, for those that are on this broadcast, and they'll know that they're free. They're free. They're free to speak your word. They're free to obey your word. They're free to act on your word. We're free, Father God, to continue to press according to Philippians 3:14. That we can press toward the mark of a higher price, the higher calling. I thank you, Father God, we're pushing our way through it. We're pushing our way past friends. We're pushing our way past family. We're pushing our way, Father God, towards those that are trying to hinder us in Christ. We're pressing our way. We're pressing, Father God, because this is a pressing way, blessed God. And I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we have that ability to press. Hallelujah. I thank you for your spirit that allows us to press. And this is a pressing way. I press, Father God, toward your healness, your wonderness. I press, Father God, toward your word, Heavenly Father. I'm pressing. I'm pressing, Father God, because this is a pressing way. When we spoke that word, we got to continue to press. Why? Because we are his workmanship. According to Ephesians 2:10, we're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. So we have the ability to press. We have the same ability as Christ would have. And Father God, I know I'm right because your word declared. And since we're going to agree with your word today, in Philippians 2:5, we have allowed the mind of Christ to be in us. So therefore, we press our way. We press our way with our healing. We press our way with success because we know that if we meditate in that word day and night, we shall have good success. Hallelujah. I decree it and declare it right now. Hallelujah. That we've been crucified with Christ. And because we have been crucified with him, we've been risen with him. Our spirit man, yes, and devil, we bind you up to in the name of Jesus. While we out here, let us serve you notice that your assignment on these people is over. It's over. You can't have these children. You can't have our grandchildren. You can't have our children. We telling you, Satan, right now, you are a liar. We know you're lying. You lie to us. And you tell us who this person, that person, we're not believing it. We believe what the word of God say. Father God, right now, I thank you. You have sons and you have daughters that the enemy have said that they've taken them. The devil is a lie. That's your child. And we're claiming it back. This year is the year to claim what the canker worm has stolen. You're going to claim it back this year. You got children's out here. You got grandchildren. And you need to speak that word to them. The Lord is telling me right now, speak that word on their life. Hallelujah. Speak that word on their life. I don't care what the enemy say. You block that stuff out. And right now you start declaring and decreeing that Satan can't have yours. That's yours. That seed of your seed. That blood of your blood. That's flesh of your flesh. You're not going to stand by and let the enemy take any longer. You're tired of it. You're tired. You're fed up with it. Satan can't have yours. That's yours. That's your child. That's your grandchild or grandchildren. You go on and speak the blood. You go on and speak the word. You say what thus says the Lord. You got teenagers. You declare that they are children of God. I don't care about what the world doing. Doesn't matter. I don't care about lesbian and homosexuality. Forget that mess. You speak the word of God over there, and you're going to start breaking strongholds. in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to break down every stronghold that Satan have on our families. Hallelujah. You can't have them, Satan. We're not giving up that easy. You've kind of flashed in our eyes that this one is turning to be this, that one is turning to be that. Satan, you're a liar. They are God's children. They're going to act like God's children. We're going to speak that word on them, and we're going to continue to say it. Just like God healed yesterday, he heals today. He's going to heal their minds. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. It's their minds. Their mind is to be renewed on the word of God. And you are going to have to speak it. That's one of the things we talked about this week, bless God, is speaking that word. Hallelujah. You're going to have to speak it on them. No, you don't see it. They don't see it. Stop trying to see it through the naked eye. Stop trying to see it through the optical nerve. You won't see it that way, bless God. You got to remember you are a spirit. You don't see spirits. Jesus said the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. Now, if the words he say are spirit, then you speak that spirit. Speak it into the existence. He can't have your job. He can't have your health. He can't have your business. He can't have your vehicles. He can't have your home. Let's go on and declare it and decree it right now. Somebody out here got something. You know, Satan been trying to hold you back with it. Been lying to you. And you've been making excuses with him. Start, well, you know, everybody is different. Yeah, maybe so, but that don't have nothing to do with you. That's your child. That's a child of God, because you're a child of God. Don't you listen to Satan lies any longer. You declare and you decree the thing that you want. You don't accept what Satan showed you. Stop it, I say. Stop it today. They wonderfully made. They wonderfully built. They're everything the word of God declares that they are. God just looking for us to stop and agree with them. Stop agreeing with what your eyes see. You know, that's what happened to Adam and Eve. They began to see. And I believe when you read that thing, they saw that it was pleasant to the eyes. It was a good thing to look. It was what they saw. It wasn't what they, and then they turn around. And they began to speak what they saw. God says, stop it in 2024. You're going to speak the truth. And that is the word of God according to John 17. Jesus says, I am the way. In John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You want to know what truth is? The word of God. Not what you feel. Not what you think. Not what folks say. It's what the word of God say. That's the real truth. I ain't trying to hear all this other truth. I want to hear what God's word say. That's true to me. The word of God have declared and decreed that I'm the temple in 1 Corinthians 3:16. In 1 Corinthians 6:19, he said, you don't know this? Not, know ye not that you are? Hey, I don't need to hear nothing else. Lord, I agree with you. Whatever you say, I don't need no ad lib to anything. I just go with what you say. Yes, sir. And my head is like a flint. I'm just like a horse. Hallelujah. I got blinders on each side. I just hear what the word of God say. See, that's why they put blinders on horses so they don't go to the right, don't go to the left. Somebody need to tell God, Lord, put spiritual blinders on me so I don't look to the right and I don't look to the left. God, you got to remember, you're the apple of God's eye, brothers and sisters. According to Deuteronomy 32 and 10, that's who you are. God declared it. God decreed it. that you are supposed to be a partaker of his divine nature. God said, I'm waiting on you. Yeah, your nature have to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Satan, we just serve a notice on you right now, creep. We serve a notice on you. Your assignment on our family, on our finances, your assignment is over. Release the finances. Release some of these folks, all of them. Everybody right now on this broadcast and going to hear this broadcast, say we command you to loose their finances. We command you to loose their children and their grandchildren. You can't have them. I want y'all to speak that word, whatever it is. I won't just listen to me. I need you to do this. James 1:22 said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. James 1, about the 18-19 verse says, that put away all filthiness and superfluousness and naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your very soul. Put away the foolishness and make that declaration and make that decree that you're going to line up to the word and the word going to line up to you. Because you're supposed to abide in the word and the word's supposed to abide in you. I read that over in John 15:7. God will talk to you if you listen to him. You want to go all the way to the right and to the left. Stop it, I say. Put the blinders on. Hallelujah. In 24, you're going to put blinders on. You're going to say what the word of God say. The Bible said whatever you desire when you pray, believe. That you receive them and you shall have them. So go on and speak it right now. Yeah, I'm talking to you and I'm talking to you. And that one right there that won't say nothing, I'm talking to you too. You the one scared. Well, say it low. You ain't got to do like James Brown said loud. Say it low then. God going to hear you. If you got a child, if you got a grandchild, if you got a great grandchild, if you got a wife, if you got a husband, doesn't matter. You got a child. And you know that person is being overtaken and his lies. Especially if he done told that girl she's a man. And you know, you birthed it. You ought to know what you birthed. Well, you need to take authority over that and say, no, that's my daughter. That ain't no man. That's your daughter. That ain't no... that's your son. That ain't no female. That's your son. Listen, brothers and sisters. God made Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Eve. Let that be real to you. Let it come to reality. That yes, that's my. I don't care what it looked like. Doesn't matter. Satan lies. That's what he does. He lies. That's why he's telling some of us right now. Oh, well, you know, that person is just like that. And that person is, and that's the way everybody, because these people are different. Oh, you know, the world we living in today. Baloney. Bunch of foolishness. Care about no world we living in. I don't have nothing to do with you. God ain't missed it, brothers and sisters. Man error. God don't error. I told y'all the other day. What God have for you is for you. Ain't for nobody else. It's for you. God doesn't make mistakes. He don't take your mail and put it in somebody else's mailbox. That's not God. God don't send you a bill that belongs to your sister, your brother, your uncle. No, he sends the bill to you that belongs to you. Yeah. There's a blessing coming and it's yours. Trust me. It has your name on it. It has your address on it. It has your social security. Matter of fact, I read a scripture the other day. God even know the numbers of hairs on your head. And guess what? I was brushing my hair and all them hairs fell, man. I said, what? God keeping record like that? Hallelujah. He keeping record. Just next time you brushing your hair, combing your hair, look at all them hairs. And God got numbers for every one of them. Got your name on every one of them. Know what place they came. Know what socket they came out of. You're serving an intelligent God. You ain't serving no any kind of God here. You said a God that rules and super rules. That's right. The universe. He got dispatched angels that only gonna do what he say to do. He don't care what you feel. The angels don't operate like that. You go down and you tell them what thus says the Lord. When you read the book of Revelation, that's what you get. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, it's the time that we got to take back what belongs to us in 2024. Start speaking it. Some of y'all have had experience with God. You watched it move on your behalf. Now go out there and save your family member. Go out there, because, you know, stop being selfish. Well, they just do what, no, they don't do what they want to do. They're doing what you letting them do. You tell them, get out your house. I bless God, I guarantee they'll get up out of there. You tell them they can't put their nasty hand on your food in your kitchen, they ain't going to touch you because you're in control. And that's what you need to do with that soul. God said, I'm holding you responsible for it. If you don't tell them, who's going to tell them? And if you don't do it, who's going to do it? And if not now, then when? And if not you, then who? See, you got some questions to answer. Listen, brothers and sisters, this is about getting eternally ready. I'm going to keep telling you this and keep telling you this until you know that we're in the last days and it's time for you to get eternally ready. Listen to what God told me. God said, I want my people to see the vision like I see it. That's all God wants you to do. It starts seeing the vision like he see it. That's all. That's not hard. That's what he told Adam and Eve. Here's my word. See it like I see it. There's a tree in the garden, and I know there's some good stuff, and there's some evil stuff, because the tree had good and evil. Listen, brother and sister, there was good stuff on that tree, but it didn't matter to God. There's a tree of knowledge of good and evil. Doesn't matter. Care how pretty it is or how good you think it is. God say, forget it. Don't bother it. Don't eat of it. God got sense. He knew there was some good stuff on there. He knew it. That's why he told you. Good and evil. Well, let me go pick the good. Don't pick Jack. Don't pick nothing. Well, you know, my child, bind that sucker up. Bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. I don't care what good. No matter to God. It's good and evil in that child. But that doesn't, that shouldn't affect your life. You go ahead on and you bind up everything that you see is evil in the name of Jesus. You bind up every spirit that's not of God. That is your child. That is your grandchild. That is your auntie. That is your uncle. That is your husband. That is your wife. Bless God. You break them curses on that child, on your family member. You take back what belongs to you. It's time that you get eternally ready. It's time that you have a good confession. It's time that you tell God, Lord, thank you for the power you put in me. Because I have the mind of Christ, and whatever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Listen, brothers and sisters, your Christian walk going to be stronger now. Because Satan going to know who you are. You're God's favorite one. And Satan going to hear it. And he going to know it. You ain't cared about with every wind and doctrine. You're special to God. You're somebody to God. Because you have God's vision. You have, and who cares about what folks say, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, I have a whole lot of people angry at me and mad at me. And the next time you see that family, say, thank you. You're going to speak that word on them. And then next time you see them, say, thank you for the Lord saved you, honey. The Lord got you out there. He done deliver you. So don't allow my confidence to offend your insecurity. See, these people are insecure, brothers and sisters. Please believe that. They don't know. They don't know. You're God's precious vessel. And God said, act like it. You start thinking, stop playing. If you ain't going to be real, then why don't you leave it alone? If you ain't going to have your mind renewed, then stop it. Well, why are you wasting your time? You're going to declare. If I told you right now that you are equal to Christ, the devil will get angry. I'm telling you, he will get angry. Because then you recognize whose you are and who you are. Amen. Amen. Okay. Woo. Hallelujah. Well, I don't apologize for anything. Not right now. I don't. The Lord told me to say what I said, and I said what I said. So we're going to get into the review. Y'all said, I thought we was already in there. Now, we're going to get into the review. There was things that we discussed this week. And several days, we really talked about the reality of the new creation. The new creation has to do with 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Now, here's what I want you to get. Old things are passed away. The Old Testament is passed away. The way they did it in the Old Testament is passed away. How I know that? Because, behold, all things had become new. We don't have to do that sin offering the way they did it. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go get the blood of a bull or the blood calf. Or the blood of a goat, or the ashes of a heifer. We don't have to do that for redemption. We have eternal redemption. Now, it becomes yours when you claim it. When will you claim it? Huh? Start claiming. Just like you're going to claim your deliverance for your children. That curse is broke off for them. Because you're going to break it. Don't tell me about you ain't no preacher. I ain't trying to hear that. God gave you the power. You're a follower, aren't you? Well, then the disciples had this power. You just do what God tell you to do. Now, Beasley ain't telling you. Lewis ain't telling you. I'm telling you what the word of God say. Whatever you are buying on earth, he said, I'll bind it in heaven. Stop being lazy and selfish. You see some situations going on, you take authority. Operate in your authority. You operate in your anointing. Operate in it. We walk around here and we won't operate in that anointing. God then gave you that anointing. Operate in it. It works. God then give you that anointing for you to play with. God gave you that anointing because Christ gave it to you. And God's giving it to you to operate in it. That anointing will break the yokes. That anointing. Woo, help me, Holy Ghost. That anointing that God put in you. That anointing that Christ put in you. It's not like no other anointing. You're just not using it. And you need somebody to punch you a little bit and tell you to use it. You might want to go get a mirror today and tell yourself, I got to use this anointing that God done gave you. That anointing is in Christ, in him in whom you have this. God said, use it. It's time, brothers and sisters, that you use that anointing that God done put in your life. It doesn't matter. Listen, dear heart. This is 2024. God said, I'm going to give you a fresh anointing now. He's giving you a fresh anointing. Take that a fresh anointing and start decreeing and declaring what the word of God is saying to you. Start declaring and decreeing what God's word is saying to you. This anointing that God is giving you is fresh. It's January. It's fresh. It's new. You have the anointing abiding in your life right now. Start using it. The Spirit said, start using it. You got to see yourself with it. You get scriptures that what the Word of God say, if it's nothing but Philippians 2:5, and let this mind have that same anointing. So when the devil look at you, he going to see the anointing of Christ on your life. The anointing that you have will slay giants. Help me, Holy Ghost. The anointing that's on your life right now will defeat every circumstance, every obstacle, everything that will come near you will fall to the right and to the left. God said the anointing is on your life right now. Go forward. Do it because the Word of God say to do it, not because I say it. You have giant killers. That's the kind of anointing you got. It ain't too big. And let me tell you this too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. When you need more anointing, God said, I got more for you. I got more for you. See, because his plan for you is to operate in that anointing. And yes, his plan is to give you, what you had last year, and then 2 years from now, and 3 years from now. See, every year he'll give you some new anointing. That's how you operating in Christ. Even though the outward man perish, the inward man is being renewed day by day. Preach, preacher! You have that anointing because you have God's favor on your life. I don't care what the enemy don't like. Doesn't matter. They can say what they want to say. It's your season. It's your season to let the anointing of God flow through your life. Heaven's going to do the review. But anyway, hallelujah. The reality of the new creation. And that is, we have an eternal redemption, brothers and sisters. Eternal. Your anointing will be eternal. Your love will be eternal. See, going forward, everything we're dealing with now, because we are a spirit and we live in this body, stop thinking body, spirit. No, you are a spirit. You are a new creature. Can't even describe you. If you looked in the mirror, you wouldn't even see who you are. Couldn't see it. Because you're a spirit. You'll see that body, but you won't see the real you. Because the real you is living inside the house. You walking around here, putting lipstick on, putting jewelry on, putting pants on, putting hairdo. That's that shell. That's that vehicle. If you would, that's your earth suit. That's what you need to occupy while you here on earth. But remember, you got dual citizenship. Preach, preacher. You got dual citizenship. Now, y'all, thank you, Holy Ghost. Okay. You're seated at the right-hand side of the Father, okay? That's where you're at. Now, you come in, you visit. Even though the outward man is perishing, you're being renewed day by day. Sometimes you're not at home because you're with the Lord. You're seated at the right-hand side. And then when you have to deal with the stuff here, you deal with the stuff here. Boom. There it goes. Yes. Okay. In home, I'm going to say this one scripture. And then anybody have any comments? I want y'all to notice carefully in Romans 6:14, in whom we have, that means in Christ, we have, and talking about present tense, let me be clear here, we have our redemption. We have been redeemed. Redemption of the hand of the enemy. so that Satan is no longer have dominion over us. He don't have dominion over us. We have our own redemption from sin. And it is judgment. Let me tell you right now. Judgment began at the house of the Lord. That's you, me. So God has already cleared that now. He said, you my child. I've already judged you. You're in Christ. So Christ paid for it. He taking care of your situation. You ain't got to wait. Well, you know, God's judgment started at the house. Yeah, you're his house. He started. And he declared that you good. You have access now to his throne of grace. Well, preacher, you have access to the throne of grace. And everything you need is there. Don't get me started. Anyway, Satan no longer have dominion over you. We have redemption from sin. And I just want to be clear because Colossians 1:13 Colossians 1:13-14 talks about we've been delivered out of the power of darkness and we've been translated into his kingdom of his son, in whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sin. Yeah. Get all of that. All of it is yours. Okay. Anyone like to have any comments or anything about what went on this week? Anything you'd like to speak on? Press one. Not like the other one. Press one and, oh, there's Pastor. Anyone? Okay, there is, I think this is Overseer right here. I don't know. 5380. Is that you, Minister Overseer?
It is.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon, conference line. And Bishop, God bless each and every one. I love you. I thank God for what I've heard. And, you know, sin don't have any dominion over us. Sometimes we say we're under grace, but then we start running back to the law for convenience. But I put it in my spirit. I am under grace, and I stand on God's word. God is the spirit that lives inside of me. God's
yes.
word is what I stand on. I believe God's word like it is. I try to do what the word said do to the best of my knowledge. I don't let nobody swear my mind. Once my mind is made up to something, it's made up. And my mind is made up to serve the Lord. And I have to serve through spirit and truth. I have to serve him through his word. His word don't change. Whatever belonged to me, I learned to tell myself it belonged to me. And no one can take it from me. We're going to sit on house down, but then we let Satan aggravate us. Satan doing his job. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. And I don't give him no credit. I came to live for God. I came to do what is right. I came to live the word. I don't just want to hear God's word. I want to do what the word says do. I can try to fool man, but if you got God's spirit, you can't fool them, and you know you can't fool God. But see, God know everything. I don't try to throw no brick and hide my hand. God see everything we do, and sometimes man see what you're doing too. So just do the right thing. You wouldn't have to hide, and I don't run away from speaking God's word. God will dwell in me, and that's what I'm going to talk about. And they said sometimes, I'm going to hear nobody there. I said, well, don't come up in here. Because if you come in here, you're going to hear the word of God. I'm going to tell you that I'm saved. I'm full of the Holy Ghost and fire. And I'm you know, I got it. And if I can get you to understand what the word says, I'm praying that you get it too. Because you need it. It said, be holy. For I am holy. If you want to follow after God, you want God's stuff, well, he's a holy God. He'll give his holy stuff to you, and you become doing sinful things for the devil. You want God's stuff and live for God. God ain't going to turn you down, but you got to do your part. You got to believe what the word say and do what the word say do. The word say to love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself. and that the word comes to us that sin ain't got no dominion over us. Well, don't let sin have no dominion over us. We ain't under no law. We under grace. God done give us grace. Why are we trying to throw grace back? Like we don't appreciate it. I appreciate it. I thank God for grace. Lord, I thank y'all for letting me share. I'm stirred up here today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for letting me share.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. I thank God what I was able to hear. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for that we are free. Amen. You know, bondage, so we are free. I just want to read those scriptures, Pastor, from Romans, the 6th chapter, and he gave us verse 4, but I'm going to read verses 12 through 14 from the Message Bible, and then I'm going to read Colossians 1, verses 13 from the Message Bible. Began with Romans 6, verses 12 through 14. It says, that means you must give sin a vote in the way you conduct. Okay, let me read that again. That means you must not. Amen. I left that out. You must give a vote. You conduct your life. Don't give the time of it. Don't even one little that I can with that old way of life. Throw yourself wholeheartedly and full time. Remember, you've been raised from the dead into God's way of doing things. Sin can't tell you how to live. Thank God. Let me read that again. Sin can't tell you how to live. After all, you're not living under that old way any longer. Telling us that old way with that Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:17. So that old way is passed away. It's in giving the freedom of thank you, Jesus. That's telling us we're new creatures in Christ. Now I'm giving in the freedom of God. Amen. That's those verses 12 through 14. And then when you go over to Corinthians chapter 1, verses 13, it said, God rescued us from dead alleys and dark dungeons. Hallelujah. That right there makes me want to shout. Hallelujah. He set us up in the kingdom of the He loved so much. The Son who got us out, we got rid of the sins we were doomed repeated. Hallelujah. So I'm so thankful to know that God made a way for us to be on one with Him, that we can have the mind of Christ, hallelujah, and we can walk according to our new way of life. The old way is passed away, it's done away with. God, that we don't have to have sacrifices like they did in the old what they use. They use goats. They use bulls. They use doves. I'm telling you, we'd have to pay a high price just to go gather the animals from the old way. Jesus paid it all. He did it all for us. I'm like the overseer now. I'm not going to let nothing stop serving or thank his new life, that we can share it with others, that we can let others know the old way of life has passed away. So thankful for our past, allowing us to come together, be in the word as the Holy Ghost had given him. I don't know if y'all heard it, but I heard the fire of the Holy Ghost all up in that few words that I heard. So I thank God to know new in Christ. And you know, as we look at Colossians 3, verse 3, reading it from the Message Bible, it says, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, we ought to act on pursuit over which Christ presides. Don't a long eyes to the ground, absorbing with the things right in front of you, tells us we are to look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. And I like this, it said, that's where the action is. See things from his, amen. And how are you going to do that? Through God's word. That's why Joshua needs to meditate in this word. Right? That's why you have the word of God in your life. We can't just say what we feel. Yeah. That don't have no part. We have to say what God's word said. That way, when we come across those who don't believe, that they want to believe, you have God's word before you, and you can take them right to God's word, and that either can get them on fire for the Lord, walk away. But whichever, however, we are to do what we're to do. I like Pastor said, you don't have to be no pastor to say nothing, and you don't. You just say what the word says. Amen. So the most important for us is to let people know that we're new in Christ, but you got to give your heart to Christ. You have stepping. I remember Evangelist Renee said one time, you can't have one foot in the world and one foot in the word of God. Both feet planted, firmly planted, and it tells us that in
Amen.
Once again, I thank you for bringing that word, for stirring that word up in us. Just study God's word. You don't know how much of a vessel that you are for God. So I'm here to tell you that you are a vessel, and you are like a tree with them branches.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Reaching in wherever people are listening at, you know, Ohio, in California, Georgia, in there, wherever they call in at, that word is reaching them. Whether they speak or not, the word is reaching them. So, Pastor, don't you be discouraged. You continue doing what God has you to do. That helps all of us to grow. And I just thank God for you. Thank you for the overseer, for all those that I, Evangelist Renee, Sharon. I thank God for you all. Thank God for those who don't speak a word. But that's all right. Because even Pastor Marilyn, when she came. So we thank God for the word. It's going out, Pastor. Amen. Amen. And changing life, that's what's important. It's changing us. Turning us around. Turning us around. And us all closer to God. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God be. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord. Mm-hmm. I just want to forever and ever you've done for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. God bless. Yes, Lord.
Yes, God bless. Is there anyone else? God bless.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 18 through 23. If we reading from the King James, it said, Then made free from sin, ye the servants of righteousness. Hallelujah. I speak the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have filled your members, servants, to uncleanness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members, servants,
hallelujah,
to righteousness, holiness. But when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things were now ashamed? For the end of those is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and everlasting life. Praise God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Okay.
Lord.
I think y'all may. Thank you, Pastor.
Yeah, God bless. Yes, we can hear you now. Well, I heard you, Pastor. I don't hear you now, Pastor.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, Pastor, I can hear you now.
Okay. Here's what's going on. Let me do this. Okay. Next week. Are you still hearing me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. We're here.
Okay. Next week, we're going to talk about the revelation of God's grace. But y'all don't want to miss this. It's awesome. It's going to be an awesome lesson about the revelation of God's word. And it has to do with grace. Most people just understand grace is for salvation. No, all of God's grace is on display this year, 2024. Mm-hmm. He expects for us to use it. It's sufficient. It's adequate to do whatever we need to do. And that is to get eternally ready. That's what God's grace is for us right now. It's for us to get eternally ready. And it's going to take the grace of God. And you're going to have to receive that. You're going to have to put faith in God's grace. So next week, you guys get ready. It's going to be an awesome lesson. The enemy tried to fix it a moment ago, so y'all didn't hear that. But I was determined that y'all know that next week, we're going to talk about the revelation of God's grace. And he gave it to Paul. He gave him a lot of revelation. And the revelation, let me tell you this, and I'm going to let you go unless somebody else has something to say. The revelation is the act of revealing or communicating the divine truth. The word of God is to bring it out so we can see it, so you can be made plain to you. Something that is being revealed about God to humans. Okay?
Uh-oh.
And everybody doesn't have the revelation. A lot of people just got a dead word. They don't have a revelation. Last week we talked about what revelation is, and I gave you all an illustration of revelation knowledge. And I'll share this with you all again today, and next week you're going to see it. When Jesus came on the scene, nobody knew who he was. They wasn't into God. They was into the temple. They was into church stuff. They were the Pharisees and scribes. They wasn't into God. The only one was really into God was John the Baptist.
Amen.
See? John the Baptist was into God. So when he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world," those people looked at him and said, "Okay, we know it's the year of Jubilee. We know it's the 50th year, the 50th month. Where's that lamb?" Jesus, John said, "There he is right there. The shoes in whom I'm not worthy to unloose." See, well, wait a minute. Lambs don't wear shoes. Amen. John, what you talking about? See, that was revelation knowledge. They had no clue. So when Paul talks about the church, he talks about us as being the church. Know ye not, you are the temple. Well, yeah, I know that. No, you don't know that. You don't know that till you do that, see?
Yes.
So it's about revelation knowledge. It's about we are the resurrected one. Right now, Jesus Christ was the firstborn, but he wasn't the only firstborn. We have been born again, simply meaning we've been crucified with Christ, and we've been risen with Christ. So we don't have to practice the resurrection come Easter. We've already been resurrected, our spirit man. So that's why we seek those things above and not the things beneath. See? And our residency is in heaven. That's where your residence is. You have dual citizenship. Part of you is in heaven, and part of you here. You seated at the right-hand side.
Amen.
With Christ. So we're going to talk about the revelation. We have eternal redemption.
Thank you, Lord.
That's going to be the revelation. Everything you have now, you're going to have to take with you. That's the way it's going to work. Now, I'm going to take you through the Bible and show you that this is revelation knowledge. And we may even touch in the book of Revelation a couple of things. So you'll see that That's why it's a blessing. When you read the book of Revelation, notice this, brothers and sisters, it's a blessing. Revelation give you a blessing.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, you get three blessings. When you when you read Revelation, you get three blessings. So Revelation carries along with its blessing. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ to show his servant things that must shortly come to pass and signify it by his angels unto his servant John. The Bible says, who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Then he says this. He said, blessed is he that readeth. There's a blessing in that. And blessed is they that heareth. It's a blessing in hearing it. And blessed is those that keep this prophecy. So when you studying revelation knowledge, there's a blessing in it. You get a 3-4 blessing. That's why you don't miss this next week. You're going to be blessed to hear it. You're going to be blessed to read it. You're going to be blessed to do it. Don't miss out. So have your Bibles just in case you want to read it and get your blessing.
Amen.
There's an extra blessing.
Amen.
So now anybody else have anything else they want to share?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Press one. Hallelujah. Where the revelation of the grace of God is going to be on display next week. So you might want to get your pencil paper, tell some folks, because I promise you, you're going to hear some stuff next week you ain't heard. They can't teach it in the church building. Because it'll bother them. It'll bother their membership. And they can't get no offering. See? Because they want you to... See, Christ is the end of the law. He ended all the law stuff. The law code has been broken. That's over. You shall know the truth, and the truth gonna miss. So some people gonna get free next week. Okay? We're going to look forward to seeing you guys next week. If y'all, whatever the situation is, if the enemy try to, because I'm going to tell you, this word is so powerful, the enemy going to try to attack. So if we're not on this channel, y'all know to go to the other channel, what's that number, the 6? Let's give that out again, Pastor. Pastor, you have that number at hand? That other number, is it 6?
Yes, Pastor. Let me.
Yeah, will you say that number?
Okay, Pastor. Let me get to the other one here.
Good heavens. Because I got a couple people on here that I haven't seen their number on here before, and I want to make sure that if they don't catch us here, take this number down. Get a pencil and paper or put it in your phone, however you do it. Take this number down. You don't want to miss this. You don't miss this. You have that number yet, Pastor? Okay.
Pastor, almost. Have a look. Yeah, I should have put the one in that we use. Let me see, can I go to it in the phone without hanging up?
Oh, that's okay. Oh, just hold on. I go find it. It won't take but a second here. I'll find that number. Let's see
here.
You got it, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It is 1-605-475-6720. Again, that is 1-605-475-672, and the access code is 838-6227. Access code 8-3-8-6-2-2
Praise God. If we're not on this channel, go to that channel. The enemy has been fighting me because somebody needs to hear this word. And see, the Lord ain't told me to go on social media with this yet, because everybody is not going to believe the truth. Trust me. Because people's into their feelings. They're into their feelings. Yeah. They're not into the truth. The only people going to receive this stuff that we got to share next week is people who is into the word of God. So I just want to make sure that you understand that's why. But God wants his word to be known. And it ain't for everybody, it's for whosoever will. And everybody won't. And even if I went on social media, do you realize how many people they're not ready for revelation knowledge. This is revelation knowledge.
Amen.
So we'll see you guys on next week. That's tomorrow. And then we'll see you all on next week. So looking forward to seeing you guys. Y'all stay blessed.